Hi, I'm Andy, or Andrew, sorry, and welcome to your Daily 10. Today we have Feel Rest. And so we're going to be, just to orient ourselves, think about our focus range in Feel Rest is going to be just in feel space. And then primarily we're going to be looking for restful states. And it's somewhat helpful to define restful states in the notion of a restful state is, we can think of it as a reduced amount of activity, or so something was active and now it's reduced down and there's a restful sensation around that. And or we can kind of think of it as an opening maybe, or a release. And we can look for those sort of sensations again within body space or within feel space. So good morning. See a few folks have joined me. That's great. So that's where we're headed today. This is one of my favorite techniques. So our instruction set is going to be pretty simple. We're going to be looking for restful states. When we don't find those restful states, we can go ahead and just abide in the body. And we have two labels for this. We have feel, if we don't have any restful sensations available, or rest. And again, rest we're defining here as the reduction of activity, or the a reduced amount of activity from something that maybe is active. Let's see. I think I've said everything that I thought I was going to say. So let's get to it. I invite you to think of this almost as a arriving checklist. So when I'm about to sit, I have kind of a checklist of what do I want to do to adopt a posture that will foster a relaxed, alert state. So first of all, I want to be upright. This is why you hear the relax and settle in. I actually just forgot stretch up and settle in. That's really that sort of cue for us to go ahead and adopt that posture. So we want our spine to be upright. Ideally, if we can, align our shoulders over our hips. And then I go ahead and just do sort of a 3-4 point check. If there's tension in my eyes, I relax. There's tension in my jaw, I invite it to relax. There's tension in my neck, I invite it to relax. I check my shoulder position, and if I notice that I'm up or even forward, I relax down and back. And then if you watch videos, you may see me do a little sort of settle in. So to begin with, we can find rest often around the breath. So I invite you to take slightly deeper breaths. And on the out breath, you may find a restful sensation in the chest, the sides. Ideally, we're breathing from the belly if we can. So you may have a restful sensation towards the top of the belly, around the diaphragm, or even a little bit lower. Now the breath might not work, and that's fine. You may want to shift to the weight sensations of the body sort of holding space. But But if the breath does work, or you're feeling curious on a Monday, see if you might find rest in one of those areas. The chest, your ribs, the belly, when we find rest, we soak our attention in, stay with it for a moment. And that moment could be 2-3 seconds. There's no scorekeeper. We label it rest. If rest isn't available, that's not a problem. Keep contact, can note sensations in the body, label them feel. As you're observing around the breath, you might notice that with each in-breath, you get a little taller. And that height drops down on the out-breath. So there's this little bellows action to the breath. And if that's available, you can sometimes feel that restfulness near the spine, near the shoulders, maybe the lower back. Or hey, it's Monday. Maybe you have a restful sensation in your forearms. So we find the rest. We note it. If not, just label feel. Know that if the opposite arises, if you feel anything but restful, that's okay too. We have options for that. If you can remain with the technique you're currently practicing and sort of hang out and feel space, that's an option. Or you can shift to recycling that reaction and switch to see, hear, feel to do that. So if things outside of restfulness, if you feel very, very unrestful, you might think of that as sort of an occurrence of what Alan Watts called the backwards law. When we try to float in water, we might sink. When we try to sink, we float. Our practice is dynamic, changing. So if that comes up, you can always switch to recycling that reaction. See, hear, feel includes everything, so it can include that reaction too. All right, that was 10 minutes. Have a great day, and hopefully it's a restful day.